sober living or recovery homes are booming in Lower Bucks County. In Bristol Township alone, there are more than 100 of these places where people stay while they're in treatment for drug or alcohol addiction. Last night, Bristol's council passed a resolution to explore restricting recovery homes, though many residents left the meeting confused by what happened. WHYY's Laura Benchoff has the story from a blue-collar part of Bucks County.
George Kerner has been coming to Bristol Township meetings for the last few months to complain about the recovery homes he lives with in Golden Ridge.
You can't walk down your street without the F-bomb being dropped. There's cars parked on the lawns. There's cars parked across the sidewalks.
His neighbor, Debbie Fleming, says she feels like the homes have invaded their area.
We have five within a quarter-mile radius of our home. Five of them. I can look out my kitchen window, look to the right, I see one, look to the left, I see one.
5 years ago, according to State Representative Tina Davis, Lower Bucks had only about 25 recovery homes. But cheap rental properties, access to nearby treatment centers, as well as a growing number of people living with addiction everywhere have led to an uptick in recovery houses in this corner of Bucks County. After months of heated meetings, Bristol Township Council passed a resolution on Thursday. Solicitor Randall Flager says it's merely the first step to changing where the houses can go.
This is not the ordinance. This is declaring our ordinance deficient and indicating our desire to make changes into it.
That resolution, which slipped onto the agenda shortly before the meeting, may do even more, according to council member Amber Longitano.
According to my attorney, it'll give us 180 days stay.
That means for 6 months, the township can choose not to grant the necessary permits to a landlord who wants to open a new recovery home. And that's a relief to residents like Fleming and Kerner.
Nobody objects to recovery homes. What we object to is the institutionalizing of our township.
Officials have to tread carefully, however, because people battling addiction are protected under the Federal Fair Housing Act and are entitled by law to live where they want. Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.